You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Okay, you guys, my husband and I are getting ready to celebrate the 15th anniversary of when we met. And we're kind of dorks about our anniversary and we love surprising each other. And so I'm really glad to have a place like Macy's where I can find something for the man who has everything. So if you're looking for your partner or your best friend or someone that you care very much about, like me, you're in luck because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. You're going to get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus, free shipping when you spend $25. It's April 25th through May 5th at Macy's.com and in-store. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first minibar delivery order with code IHEART. Get minibar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Welcome, welcome back. It's season 3, episode 5, A Multitude of Casualties, air date November 2nd, 2005. Tom Wright was back directing.
Love him so much.
Love him. I thought there was a good writing in this episode too. Arlie Fleming Jr. wrote this one. The synopsis here is basketball season starts at Tree Hill High with a disastrous midnight pep rally, which neither of us ever did.
Girl,
at our school.
I know a pep rally. I can move around a pep rally blindfolded. This was bonkers.
No, you do. Everyone's throwing punches. It goes crazy. Brooke is threatened by a new girl, Rachel, on the cheer squad, our beloved Danielle Harris Ackles. And Nathan puts Haley to the test. He just openly tells her, I'm testing you. And forces her to work with Chris Keller, which is really just our excuse to get Tyler back on the show.
I love him. Oh, he's so good.
And then Whitey, who is super kind of nice and cheery this whole episode, all of a sudden has a big blowout when he has to make a decision about forcing Nathan and Lucas to work together again. And then Dan gets a surprising opponent running against him for mayor. Lots happening. But we don't talk about Peyton in this synopsis. I don't know why, because this was my favorite part of the whole episode, was the Peyton storyline.
Hey, thanks. Yeah. Look, before we get into any of it, should we tell people about what we've been cooking up for our 1 year anniversary?
Should we tell them?
Let's tell them. You know what? I think the idea came to us kind of during the Dare Night episode, because we love a scavenger hunt. Like we,
literally, like I did that for my birthday.
That's one right. Year.
It was so much fun. I had all my friends. We all met in one place. Everybody got a little booklet with a glue stick and a Polaroid camera. And then they got a list and they had to go. We all had to go out on the town. We had like an hour and a half and you had to go find all these things in the street and random things, you know, roll of toilet paper from a restaurant.
I love
bottle
it.
Bottle caps from a bar, a chalk outline on the street, you know, and you had to take a Polaroid of your team with the thing and then paste it into the book. And whoever made it first, you know, got the prize.
I remember like kissing a dude because he had a scavenger hunt written out on his T-shirt. It was his like bachelor party and it was like, you have to kiss a strange blonde woman. And I was like, I'm a strange blonde woman. It's me.
I'll do it.
Yeah. You know, it's an excuse to goof around and have some fun. And so we wanted to create a cyber scavenger hunt for our fans, because we really have been so lucky that so many of you spend your week with us.
Yeah. And we've got some, this is a big payoff too. This is not just like, oh, it's cute. Like y'all are going to freak out.
It's not just a t-shirt, Joy. Tell them what they're going to win.
Here's what you're going to win. We're going to explain the rules of the game in a minute, but what you're going to win.
Let's get to that.
Is
first.
This. Okay. You get a Zoom with the drama queens.
Hey.
I think that's going to be really fun.
Chatting it up.
Then, sorry, my dog is drinking out of the water bowl right now. It's the loudest thing in the world. Are you good, Heidi?
Hi.
She's like banging her metal collar against the thing. You're going to win a Zoom with the drama queens. So all three of us are going to sit and we'll have a chat with you.
Hey, girl.
Super fun. You're going to win a trip to North Carolina, to Wilmington, North Carolina, which includes, Hillary, tell them what's in it.
Baby, it is domestic round trip airfare. Let's see. What else do we got here?
For a winner and one guest.
For the winner and one guest. Hold on. I'm zooming this up.
Oh, okay.
We got a whole list, folks. All right. So you're going to get domestic round trip airfare for the winner and a guest. You are going to get two nights in a hotel and a $500 Visa gift card. Just some spending cash for that river walk. So you can pretend you're Nathan and Haley sitting there by the Cape Fear River.
Maybe we'll try and find a little bracelet to throw in there for you, too.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so exciting. We've been working on this for a while because we wanted to make it really special for you guys. We wanted you to feel everything that we felt when we were back there in Wilmington and just still experience the town the way that it is, with all of the history that we walked through all those years ago. And we want you to be a part of that. So here's how we've structured this so that you can win this trip and this Zoom. You're going to follow the instructions on Drama Queens OTH on Instagram. So it's at Drama Queens OTH, which hopefully you're already following.
If you're not, do it right now.
That's right. Now's your time. We're going to post 10 questions mm-hmm. that only true drama queens would know. Explain a little bit about that.
Yeah, so here's the deal. Everybody knows all the One Tree Hill trivia on the internet. It's out there. There's like Wikipedia pages about who kissed who and this and that. we wanted to really reward our listeners. And so these 10 questions are things that you would only know if you have listened to our episodes. We have carefully crafted these. So that's the scavenger hunt. If you haven't caught up on all your episodes, now would be a great time to do it. Because, yeah, these are all the kind of behind-the-scenes questions that we've had a lot of fun digging into. And, yeah, the harder the better. Make it hard.
So what you're going to do is once you know the answers to those questions, you're going to email dramaqueens@iheartradio.com. Super easy, dramaqueens@iheartradio.com. Or you can DM us at dramaqueensoth and put your answers to the questions right on in there. And for anyone who answers all 10 questions correctly, you will automatically get placed in a drawing. It's just it's a standard raffle. We're going to stick your name in there and one person's going to be chosen. One winner at random. And you will get a Zoom with the Drama Queens and a trip to Wilmington, North Carolina to see where it all began.
Well, we'll probably also like tell them where to go in the Zoom. Like we should Zoom before they go on the trip so we can be like, go here, go here, go here.
Oh,
go
yeah, here. We have to. We have to. Or while they're there.
Ooh, that's good too.
That's fun too. Yeah, we're going to have lots of good advice for you guys. It's going to be so fun.
I can't wait to see who wins this because we do have some really loyal fans that we're on a first name basis with now. And I feel like they're like, dibs.
Yep.
I'm coming for
it. So get on over there and check it out.
Awesome.
We can't wait.
Awesome. And thank you to iHeart for helping us set that up. They've been really cool about, you know, letting us connect with our fans in this way. Okay, this episode, bananas, Joy. Bananas.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't as big as the last episode, it felt like. But I did like that they went back in time. Have we done that yet on this show?
I think we have.
Like 3 days before or something?
This didn't have every... I mean, we went from having a huge party last episode to a huge pep rally this episode.
Yeah.
It's like they're...
Lots of extras.
Continually trying to one-up themselves. I remember our crew getting fatigue at this point, just being like, bro, can we just have a couple like quiet episodes where people just like talk and cry?
What happened to people making moody faces and just like crying? Can we do more of that, please?
No. We're going to teach you a dance routine. That'll be easy.
Haley becomes a cheerleader in this episode.
God, I love it. Haley should have always been a cheerleader.
Yeah, I like that she kind of finds her way into it begrudgingly. Mm-hmm. I looked like I was 11 years old in that cheer costume standing up against the wall behind me.
I love that you call it a cheer costume.
What's it called?
It's a uniform, Joy.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's a sport. Okay? You're like, we went to cheer rehearsal. And I'm like,
what are the basketball auditions? What are those happening?
Yeah. I thought the whole pushback that Haley had, that scene that you and Sophia had in the apartment where she is so pleased with herself that she came up with this genius plan and you're just like,
yeah, no thanks.
You guys make such a good pair.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really nice to see that chemistry happen. I like that they leaned into that this season. Mm-hmm. Because you and I got some real time in the first season.
Yeah. And then they had to break us up so you and Brooke could get together.
Totally. I know. But we did. And I like where Brooke's at right now. And I think it's really fun. She was having a lot of fun with her character. Sophia was having a lot of fun with her character in this episode. So much pouting and petulant stomping around and, you know, a bed of her own making that she's had to lie in.
Well, her writing's so good in this. What does she say that one time? She goes, oh, great, we solved your riddle. Let's get back to mine.
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. We've solved your riddle. No, the writing for Brooke is really good. They zoned in on her.
Yeah, they figured out how good she is at comedy. And they went, let's write to that because we need more of that on the show for sure.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Well, this midnight pep rally, she is... You know, there's like two different authoritative groups running this pep rally. You've got Nathan on his like power spree being, I'm captain.
Yeah.
And then Brooke is like, I'm captain. And they're kind of running these parallel.
It was fun.
Yeah. These like aggressive captain maneuvers, which is, as someone who's been a captain, that is not how you run your ship. Boo hiss.
Ooh, how do you do it? Talk to me about being a cheer captain. Because you are a natural leader, Hillary.
Well, I wasn't cheer captain senior year. That was Ashley Dawson and Anika King, and they were so good. But I was cheer captain sophomore year for JV. Okay. I got too dark as I got older. Like, I was Peyton Sawyer. I had a megaphone with, like, a picture of Charles Manson on it. And, like, all these, like, super angsty, like, quotes. I had, like,
I'm broody.
I'm mad. But I'm also here in these bloomers. So, you know, call it what it is. Yeah, you don't do that shit. There was a girl who was a year older than me who was a really awful captain like that. And nobody liked her. And as this is a terrible story, we became grownups, and she went and she interviewed for a job at one of my friend's offices. And she was just like, we can't hire her. She's a terrible cheer captain.
Oh, my God.
It comes back to haunt you, man. Don't be a dick. That's just.
It's true.
It's life. No, I've never heard of this midnight pep rally thing.
Yeah, midnight mass, I know, but midnight pep rally. You can get people to show up at church at midnight, but not a pep rally? That seems backwards somehow.
Well, and it's only on, that's Christmas Eve, Joy. People only go to church on Christmas Eve at midnight.
That's true. Yeah, for midnight mass, yeah.
If anybody out there did have midnight pep rallies, tell us, because I went to a huge football school, and it was like, I don't know, you didn't want kids out roaming the town at 1 o'clock in the morning. That seems weird.
That seems so weird, but that's our kind of our MO, isn't it? That they're all out at trick, at these like lock-in parties and at these, you know, parties where there's alcohol, and parents just seem to be totally fine with their kids going to this club that's run by a high school girl where there's liquor and crazy bands coming in.
Was it liquor or was it just like, you know, soda pop?
Do we remember if that was actual liquor behind the bar or if they replaced?
Well, I knew that like they had bartenders there. But then on these all ages nights, maybe they would lock it up. Who knows?
No, I mean in real life.
Oh, I mean in real life, I had a water bottle full of liquor, so I have no idea what was going on behind the bar. I didn't have to go behind the bar.
I know. I don't know. I feel like there were some of the bottles were all sealed up, but some of them were open. And I feel like at some point we got in there and tried to discover which ones were real and which ones weren't. Somebody had to have filled some up with real stuff.
For sure.
You know, the crew had definitely had some long days, and they were like, somebody go find the Jack Daniels. That's like the fourth one on the right.
The props department. Or can we call it the art department, please? Yeah. Did you have pep rallies at your high school?
We did. I think I went to a few, although our high school was, we did do basketball, but we were bigger in soccer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I went to Eastern Christian, EC High, in North Hailden, New Jersey. What up, New Jersey? And they were big. It was a big, big soccer town. Mm-hmm. So we did a lot of those. And I did go to a lot of the soccer games. I didn't go to many of the basketball games. EC Eagles. I was a cheerleader for a semester.
Yes. For which sport?
I think it was basketball.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't. I just couldn't. I didn't care. I think that's what it was. I just had a hard time caring about it.
I appreciate you so much, Joy, where you're like, you guys, you're jumping up and down. Is it helping? Is it really helping? Are the boys going to, are they going to shoot more baskets because you're jumping up and down? I feel you on that. I get it.
Yeah, I guess I thought my time would just be better spent somewhere else. I was like, I'm in this skirt and I'm learning how to throw my arms in these weird positions. And it's not, I don't know. It wasn't for me. I mean, obviously a lot of people really love it. And they're great for pep. They get the crowd excited. I've never been one of those people that's like, good morning. I said good morning.
You hate
like,
that.
I just can't.
You posted on social media the other day how much you hate the, I said do. Good morning.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster.
Like, yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Drama Queens is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, it's no secret that we love therapy. And we're very proud because of that, that this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Lately, I don't know what is like in the air, but it seems like everybody's social battery is really getting tested right now. Like,
yeah,
we're all just juggling so much, you know, work schedules are ramping up. And I think like that really is one of the most important times to make sure you're also taking care of yourself. You know, when you've got so many obligations, to check in with yourself and make sure that, you know, you're setting boundaries that you need and getting the rest that you need, the sleep that you need. And those things require practice, don't you think?
Yeah, it's hard to say no. And it can be really easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings ramping up after a long winter.
I get energy being around you guys. I love being around my friends. And I've really been able to figure out in therapy that kind of self-awareness to know when I have the energy to dive in and, you know, when maybe at the end of a long stretch where social life's been crazy, work's been really busy, where I need a little quiet time. It's learning about a balance for mm-hmm. my life that doesn't drain my battery, you know?
Yeah. So if you guys at home are thinking of starting therapy, seriously, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel
attacked. Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama. Well, Dan Scott is very much the guy in this episode who's like, I said good morning at this pep rally.
Oh, yes, he is.
So in...
This was a brilliant move by the writers, by the way.
What?
To put Dan in the position of running for mayor. It's such a perfect spot for Paul.
It's applicable. I mean, I know people that run for local office and they're not... I guess when I was a kid, I thought it was like, I don't know, kind of untouchable people that would run for these offices. And now that I'm a grown up, I'm like, no, that's just that dude from down the street. Like, they're not different from us. They're just, you know, they've got time on their hands.
Yeah. It's just Karen that runs the cafe.
So it's just Karen.
Yeah.
The whole, like, you pointed this out. You're like, literally every character in our show hates Dan, but somehow the whole town loves him.
Yeah. I don't know how that works.
It's strange. Also, as someone who has been to a lot of pep rallies, like a lot, I've never seen a parent run them. Like, where's the principal? That's usually the person that's on the microphone. And maybe you let a parent talk for two seconds, but.
I guess Whitey was the one who was sort of leading the fray, but it should have been a kid. I mean, that's right. It's like the kids kind of run the pep rally. That's what's exciting about it.
It's so weird to see like this grown up who's literally at the school every single day. Like Dan lives at the school or in the mayor's
logistically
house.
I cannot figure this out. Okay, so yes, I get that the whole thing about people who are abusive is that often they're pillars in the community. Everyone loves them and it's just in their home, they're monsters. That happens. I know that's real. And I've experienced some of that in my life. So I know firsthand that it's real. However, Dan is not just abusive to the like four or five people in his little circle. I mean, you don't get to be that kind of a megalomaniac unless you're screwing people over left and right. He runs a dealership. You know, he's in dirty deals with everybody all the time.
Selling lemons,
man. He's screwing people up. He walks around looking for ways to screw people over. So how does he not, in a small town like that, have a terrible reputation? Like how? I don't understand.
Anybody who went to high school with him knows like, oh yeah, Danny, he's a dick. Like I know the kids I went to high school with that were dicks and I would never vote for them for mayor.
And he's still in the town that he went to the high school where he went to high school.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Where are all like the kids that he picked on in high school or that?
Damn.
Or like the girls that he like, you know, cheated on Karen with, all that kind of.
I know. Now that we're older and I'm enjoying the adult storylines more, that's the kind of stuff I wish we would have seen. That would have been really fun.
Listen, the fact that Dan had to campaign at all is weird. If he's running unopposed, but he's still having to do this whole, like, these are the billboards. This is my jersey getting retired. Here are my pamphlets and my buttons. Like, what kind of dork campaigns? Just blowing money if he's unopposed.
This was not thought through as well as it should have been.
No one in our writer's room ran for local office ever.
No. You know what they did think through, though? This War of the Roses between him and Deb. I'm loving this storyline. Yeah. I want it to go on forever and ever. I'm obsessed. So this is the episode where Dan puts Deb's toothbrush in the toilet and then she shows up with her whiskey and her lingerie at the morning meeting for mayor with the, who were the pillars of the community?
Financiers.
The financiers. Oh my God. And Barbara is so brilliant.
She's so funny, but she's also so hot. Like, what
it's
a
insane how
great
hot she
opportunity
is.
To just show off how smoking hot she is.
Can you see my ass in this?
Yeah, just so cute, so likable. Yeah, I like, you know, we were asking the last episode, is Deb going to sabotage his campaign, you know? And so it's great to see in this episode that little sidebar conversation that she had with Karen, where she's like, I can make it messy for him.
I have some ideas.
Let's do that. Okay. Yeah.
It's the most fun. We should have, it would be really fun to have Barbara back to talk about doing this stuff because this is when she really got into the fun part of her work.
Well, and also, so if she's, I'm trying to think here, just storyline wise, because she went from being real like square and like serious and we're watching this slippery slope where like Party Deb comes out. She's already gone to rehab for pills.
Yeah.
Which were not party pills. Those were downer pills. Those were to like put her to sleep. Now she's like using the alcohol as a way to get at Dan and just kind of make a scene until it's not funny anymore. Like at what point does it go from being like, oh, this is something I'm doing to mess with you to, oh, now I'm a mess.
I know she's always seemed to have it all together. And that's probably, I think, why Dan married her, right? It was, I can see a successful future with this woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna be the wind beneath my wings. And
she's a go-getter.
She's going to carry me into all the places I need to go. And her dad had money. And so Deb sort of always had it together. So it's been fun watching her unravel a bit. But also, yeah, there's a painful element of that too. It's hard to see someone go through that where they don't know really where they belong anymore. And he's been gaslighting her their entire marriage, so she's kind of figuring out who she is again for the first time probably since high school or college.
Well, it's fun to, like you said, watch this back as an adult and be closer in age to the adults on the show than the kids. And I think when we originally did this, I didn't really buy into the whole like Deb getting wild storyline.
I didn't either. When we were filming it, I was like, this is so silly.
What mother would do that? And I'm going to tell you what mother would do that. Us mothers, Joy. Yeah. Y'all ain't seen nothing till you seen Joy and I out at a French nightclub or just like making poor choices somewhere. We joke about making poor choices, but God bless them. We have fun. I get it now because it's like you're still young. You've got all these responsibilities, but inside we all still feel like 15, 16 years old.
That's what blows me away about getting older. I really always, it's so weird to see. Was this in the episode last week that we watched? Somebody said, it was about Tommy Lee. And Sophia said it. Oh, she said, he's like 40 and he looks like that.
Ew. Yeah.
It was so funny. But it really, we laughed about it when we were watching it, but
it still hurt.
It still hurt. I was like, oh God. now that I'm getting older, and I look at kids and I see they're so young, and I remember thinking about people who are our age and like they're so old and they've got it all together, and they're, and you know, if they just, they, like, would they had all the answers. We certainly don't.
No, guys, I'm a child inside.
I still feel like a kid.
Hence the reason,
and especially
I'm still
around boys, like that doesn't go away either. Like a cute boy starts talking to me, I'm like,
okay, mister.
I don't even know how to function. I'm like 16 all over again every time.
You seem to handle yourself very well with Chris Keller in this episode. You were like, uh-uh, not today. Boo hiss.
Haley's good at it. Haley knows what's up.
What do you think is at the crux of that whole thing? Do you really think that Nathan thinks he can trust Haley, or is he just trying to create an like a gotcha moment?
I think he is trying to figure out if he can trust her. And this is his weird high school way of doing it. I mean, that's what I keep remembering when I watch the show. We have to remember they're high schoolers. Peyton's massive up and down, up and down, up and down with Ellie. You know, she walks in, sees the article, and suddenly it's like, it's all for exploding. It's all for nothing. I hate you. Don't ever talk to me again. And then, you know, an hour later, I'm sorry.
I'm really sorry.
But that's high school. Yeah. So I think that's what Nathan's doing. I think he's just trying to figure it out. I don't know. Do you think it's a reasonable way of going about finding out if you can trust someone or not? It certainly seems efficient.
It's like walking into traffic. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it is, rather than be passive aggressive, it feels aggressive aggressive. Like, you know what? Yeah. Let's just strip all the bullshit away. If you can work with him and you don't have feelings for him, fantastic. Show me. If you do have feelings for him, I think the thing that's complicated as an adult is that we know that attraction and relationships are not some magic spell where you're only attracted to one person and you're only in love with, you know, like being in a monogamous relationship is a choice, and you will find 8 billion other people in the world attractive, but your choice is to be with the person you're with and to honor them and respect them.
Yeah.
And so I think it's reasonable that Haley can still think Chris Keller is like charming, because he is. He's
Of course.
So fun.
Even Nathan was trying not to like him on the basketball court. He had that little smirk when Chris walked away. It's like, see, he's likable.
I think that's the redemption. It's not that Haley has to prove herself with Chris Keller. It's that Nathan has to spend some time with him and be like, you know what? I get it. I get it. This is, it's not romantic, but it's fun. This is fun. As opposed to all the serious grown-up shit that we've been doing. Yeah. This dude represents levity and, you know, and
Nathan kind of needs a pal right now, too, which just seems like this is maybe going to happen. Like somehow Chris is going to endear himself to, because I feel like eventually that's where it goes.
And it's Nathan, the devil, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And Nathan definitely doesn't really have a friend right now. What's going on with him and Lucas? Why is he being such an asshole to Lucas?
I don't know.
He's very, well, I should say he's just very instigative? That's not the right word. He's instigating things.
I'm the captain. The captain. it's so weird because he did all this work to not be a jerk. And he's been the star player on the team for a couple years now. So being captain senior year isn't like a big deal. Like he went to High Flyers. Of course he's going to be the captain.
Yeah. But Lucas was with him the whole time Haley was gone. They went to the racetrack. Lucas was there to, you know, help him get through that. They became good friends. They were living together. So it just seems strange just because, I mean, Nathan still hates Dan. So I just, it feels a little out of left field that just because Lucas was looking into Dan's past and kind of setting him up with Andy and all that, that suddenly Nathan's like, I hate you.
I don't get it. I feel like I missed something in the episodes I wasn't here for. what'd they do? It seems like Lucas is always defending Haley, you know, like that's how the episode opens. It was like, you be nice to your wife, telling you to be nice to her. Whitey says it best. I mean, he says to Dan at the beginning of the episode, damn your sperm, Danny.
when the boys come tumbling out. Maybe they are just like genetically predisposed to turmoil.
God, those poor boys.
Yeah.
He really put them through it. Yeah, Dan running for mayor is funny, but I love this Karen coming back and saving the day. This is exciting. You know what? Moira needed a storyline, too. She wasn't doing anything. She hasn't been doing anything for a while.
Well, because they didn't want to pay any of her romantic interests. Like, Craig's gone. Kieran's gone.
Andy's gone. I know.
Larry's off busy with Ellie now.
Damn. Let's talk about that, because that was my favorite storyline. Everything else in the episode was interconnected, except the Peyton and Ellie stuff. And that felt kind of ground in the way that you were saying the last episode, Haley's groundedness storyline with all the chaos going on at the party. I felt the same way about Peyton and Ellie in this episode. You had some really nice work. It was really just subtle and again, grounded. And God, Cheryl was so good too. Even the moment where she's on the MRI table and about to go into the CAT scan machine, which we were talking about. That was like 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. A shot of, you know, they did a close-up of her face and she was upset. And then they did the wide shot of her going into the tunnel. But they had to drive over there with all the trucks, go into the hospital, set the trucks up. Because this is before we had the hospital set, I believe.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't have had all this MRI equipment. There's no way that we would have had this.
So they had to set all that up. Get her into a thing, you know, then they had to do the close-up shot of her face, then the wide shot. Mm-hmm. It's so funny how that probably took like 5 hours all in all, but, you know, for 10 seconds. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's those little parts of the show where you're like, do we really need this? Right? Like, this is going to eat up a third of a day, if not half of a day of filming. Do we really absolutely need this 10-second shot?
And we did.
I think so, too.
Yes.
Because someone telling you they have cancer is one thing, right? And this is like in anything in storytelling. Saying it, okay, fine. Showing it is entirely different because without saying a word, we felt her fear. We felt the cheat that she's such a young woman on this table, you know? Yeah. And the fact that she's going through this medical treatment in a town that she doesn't live in. She's been living in a motel just to be close to this kid. She's not with her family. Like, I don't know where
she's alone.
Yeah. I don't know where she's supposed to be from. But she references her parents in this episode. She's like, my parents were hippies. You know, I wish Peyton would have followed up because those are her grandparents.
I know. You'd think she wants more details. But I did like this. I really liked you guys' interaction in this. And, God, more hospital stuff. We're just in the hospital. Somebody's always in the hospital on our show. You know, it really was a missed opportunity that none of us became a doctor because that would have been the spinoff.
Why didn't anybody become a nurse?
How did nobody become a nurse or a doctor or a scientist or something?
It's the one profession that we didn't do. We had like clothing designers and sportscasters and like musicians and writers.
Yeah, it was all artsy.
You know what? That's what it was. It was all kind of... like self-aggrandizing, like nobody went into service, you know, like everyone was just like, I want to work a spotlight job. I don't want to help anybody. That's what it is. Yeah. That's the ego behind all of it. You're right. We should have had somebody.
Who would have become a doctor?
Not me. Peyton's like, hospitals. Yeah. Hate them.
Lucas would have been a good doctor because that would have been really... I mean, not that we need like another, you can't really spin off a show off of a main character. You have to have a side character.
Who came in? It's probably like one of the River Court boys, like Fergie.
Yeah.
Or Jung. Yeah. Or Skills.
Oh, yeah.
Nurse Skills.
Nurse Skills. He could have been.
I would feel confident if a nurse came in, like if I needed stitches and I was like, hi, I'm Hillary. And they're like, I'm Skills. Great. Sew me up. Fix me.
You. I want you.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to have to talk to Antoine about that. That's going to be fun.
That's a medical show I want to see. Skills. Right. Nurse Skills.
Nurse Skills.
friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy to use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel attacked.
Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
Ooh, Mother's Day can be hard to shop for because there's that bad habit of buying mom things that she needs, you know, like, oh, here's some oven mitts, mom, or here's a new vacuum cleaner, mom. But Mother's Day is really about showering the woman who does so much with just a little extra love. And so Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. Now, you can shop by price, like $25 and under or $100 and under, or by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or they have gift lists if you're really stuck, like
the list for the mom who has everything, or for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. It goes on and on. So whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
You guys, I am spread so thin, and I am in my car 90% of the day shuttling children. So when I am parked in the pickup line and I can get my grocery shopping done, it is the greatest treat in the world. And that is why I am obsessed with Thrive Market.
Absolutely. Because the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop. So why not do it from the comfort of your couch while you're killing time in the parking lot,
yeah.
Wherever you are? That's where Thrive Market comes in for me. It's the no junk food, healthy grocery store that we love, that your kids mm-hmm. love. It's great.
That's it, baby. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver.
And I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. See, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. And then you can use their on-site filters to suit whatever your lifestyle needs are.
Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
Okay, so speaking of like new characters and side characters, we got whopper this episode. Rachel was introduced last week, but didn't really have a lot to do. She was just kind of like a seed that was being planted. We got the full Rachel this episode.
Oh, it was glorious.
Did
love
you
love her? Yeah, I did.
Danielle,
I didn't love the way that clearly she was being treated by the her bosses. I don't know. What are we saying? By the writers?
Yeah. I mean, I think we can look at this episode because there's you and I noticed a couple questionable things in this episode. We have to look at this episode through the lens of 2005, right?
Yeah. Okay.
And through the lens of a lot of men in positions of power. And when you're doing your checking, you know, the boxes. Is this okay? Is this greenlit? Is this okay? Is this greenlit? There clearly wasn't a woman here that was like, you know what? The fat jokes are bad, especially because you're directing them at a girl who's a size 2, size 0.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure. It's absurd.
But then it plants the seed in every girl's head at home. If I'm Sophia size or bigger, I'm chubby now. It was so wildly irresponsible and off. And
so off and so irresponsible.
Boys thought it was funny, man. They were like, this is how girls talk to each other.
Well, that and the punching and slapping. And I mean, it was just so, so silly.
It's also like, not how girls fight.
Are we doing Dynasty now?
Yeah.
It's not at all. No.
Have you been in a fight?
I've only been close to a fight when I was in like the fifth grade. Mm-hmm. Did I ever tell you about this?
No, I want to hear it.
The fifth grade, and there was this girl named Amanda. I don't know what her last name was. But she she was a big, tall girl, and she was kind of mean and grouchy, and she just didn't like me. She picked on me all the time. And I used to wear hats to school.
Oh, how Haley yeah, like of a
little,
you.
A little bowler hat and like I cute hats.
With like a sunflower on it. Like I feel like.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe I've told this story before, but I can't remember.
No, I don't know
anyway,
the story.
I had like bracelets and all. Anyway, so Amanda walks up to me in the hallway one day. I have no idea why she was mad at me, but true to exactly what you said, Hillary, we were watching the episode and you said, girls don't punch each other. They pull hair.
Yeah.
And this is what she did. She walks up to me in the hallway and grabs my hair and yanks my head back. So I'm like forced to stare kind of up at her. And she's like yelling at me about something in my face and, you know, kind of throws my head back and like lets me go. And Oh, no, that I hit her in the face and then she let me go. That's what it was.
Sorry, the memories are coming back.
Yeah, I did. So I reached up. She was holding my, and that was the only way I could let her get go. But it wasn't like a full, it wasn't like a Dynasty slap or a Dallas slap.
No, because it's just like a pop. Fumbling.
It's just a pop. Like, get off of me. You know, and then she did. And then later, we went out, there was later on in the day, and she was like, I'm going to fight you, blah, 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 and up in my face. And I just was like, oh, fine. I would rather get hit and get in trouble and fight this girl than continue on with this bullying day after day. So I took off my hat. I handed it to my friend. I pushed up my sleeves, took all my bracelets off and my necklaces, and I put them all in the hat. And I was like, okay, let's go. And I was fully ready to get hit and to hit her back. And I was like 100% in. And then she just looked up and down at me and was like, whatever, and then walked away. Ugh. And then she never bothered me again. So let that be a lesson to you, I guess. Be willing to fight. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in a couple scraps. Not that I'm proud.
Have you?
Especially not as like a mother. I'm like, if my kid came home and was like, I was in a fight, I would be like, oh, what? I've got the vapors. Meanwhile, you know, as like a kid that grew up in the 80s and 90s, I'm like, oh yeah, all the time.
What were the circumstances? You can be as specific as you want or non-specific, but how does, I don't know a lot of girls that have gotten in fights. I mean, how does that happen?
I was attacked by a boy in elementary school.
Oh, yeah. I was too, actually.
I got like beat by a boy.
What happened?
I think he had some problems and I just became a target. And he would scream in my ear. And so he would just screech in my ear, kind of like in Dumb and Dumber, that sound. Like, you want to hear the most annoying sound in the world? He would just screech. So I elbowed him one day, and I was like, don't scream in my ear. And then he decided to follow me home and beat me on, like, the walk home with, like, a mailbox. And, I mean, it was really bad.
Did he pluck it out of the ground?
No, it was lying on its side. Joy,
oh
like,
my God.
It was insane. But it also made me, you know, once you get over that hump of being afraid of something like that.
Yeah.
You know, once you're have a mailbox thrown at you, who cares? And so.
Did your brothers kick his ass?
No, my brothers were like in third grade. They were little.
Oh, no.
No, but then like in high school, there were a couple confrontations. Like, I've been shoved by a boy in high school in front of the whole 10th grade and like a lot of male aggression. There were like fights that would come rolling down the hallway and I would somehow get tangled up in them. And, you know, just like.
It's like, sounds like the pep rally rumble.
Yes, that's exactly.
Like, why are we on top of each other?
It's like a tumbleweed coming down senior court and you're just like, I don't know, there's arms and legs everywhere. And so I think the most accurate fight that we had in the show was with me and Nikki, where we're just pulling each other's hair. Because as a girl, that's what you do. You pull hair.
Yeah.
I remember Neen, I'm not going to say his name, but I had a guy grab me at a party and I kneed him in the balls. And it was like, I remember thinking in the moment, I was like, this is like something out of a movie. He was on the football team. He knows who he is. it was just. I didn't really think about it a lot, but a lot of male aggression growing up as like a chick. But
yeah. I had a kid. I had a boy shove me up against a chain link fence with a baseball bat up against my throat.
Ugh.
And we both got suspended.
How did you get suspended?
Because I was involved.
Uh-huh. Cool story.
You know what I mean? Like, just the right off.
It
makes me so mad.
I thankfully have a very passive, sweet son who anytime someone's an aggressor with him, he's always like, I think they have a bad home life. And I'm like, yeah, aww, probably, you know?
Yeah, but that's good on you and Jeff as parents for teaching him that, because not every kid understands that.
No, sometimes you just want to, you know, elbow somebody. I like that in our tumbleweed fight in this pep rally, none of the boys hit us cheerleaders. We were just kind of quarantined.
Two separate piles.
Yeah. Who were you fighting? Were you fighting anyone?
I don't remember this. I think I was trying to pull people off of each other. That seems like the most Haley thing to do, but I couldn't spot me in the pile.
Yeah. I remember Tom Wright being like, you're like big and like blonde and you look like Big Bird over here because you're just kind of like hovering. So I need you to do something. Can you fight the mascot? And I was like, I would love to fight the mascot. Because I just, you know, it's like
Brooke. That was so great.
Well, Brooke and Rachel are fighting. And like Peyton would naturally be like pulling Rachel off of Brooke and like
yes,
siding with Brooke. And they're like, well, we can't have you do that. We need you distracted over here. Go jump on top of this bird. Okay. Fine.
Peyton and the bird fighting. I feel like there's a t-shirt in there somewhere.
Probably.
It's so funny.
One can hope. Okay, so the introduction of Rachel. If you're Brooke, do you hate her right away? Like, what do you think is behind that? Besides just the really kind of surface
jealousy. Yeah, I don't know. We got to ask Sophia about this next time because she did start it. Brooke started it. I mean, Rachel just walked in and she was super nice. Like, hey, sorry I'm late. Is this still where we're at? And Brooke just didn't like her because of the night before at the masquerade party because she was dancing with Lucas. And Rachel even said, sorry, was that your boyfriend? I mean, it was a little bit, she was like a little sly about it, but she did say like, oh, sorry.
She asked at the party too. She was like, are you two a couple? And Brooke says, no. And then she asks again, is that your boyfriend? And Brooke's like, no. I don't know how many times you have to ask a chick if that's your boyfriend before you're like, I'm the new girl. I'm going to kiss whoever I want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree. I don't know. Brooke started it. So I'm kind of like, I think I don't like that Rachel's enjoying getting getting under Brooke's skin. I mean, that's annoying. But no, I think it's just that now that's kind of what people, I guess that's a high school thing to do, right? You just think that you're going to play this game with a boy and you're going to test him. And oh yeah, let's talk about her whole test with him too, because this is what feels weird to me, but I don't know. Is it
Nathan
fair?
Are doing the same thing. They're both being weirdo dictators and they're both testing their person. And
yeah,
I'm just like, whoever was writing Nathan was also writing Brooke. They were just like, we're going to make them do the same things.
Yeah.
That's it.
Nathan's test seems a little more reasonable to me than Brooks. Brooks feels like
a bait and switch.
Yeah. It also just kind of seems like, look, do you love him or not? Why are you pushing him away intentionally to see, you know, like you said, there's 8 million people you're going to find attractive in the world. Who's your choice? And Lucas kept telling her, you're my choice. I want to be with you. She's like, no, go see if there's other people you're attracted to.
If I kiss a person, you have to kiss a person. She gives him the rules.
Am I really the best? Am I really the best? And I don't know. I don't think that's fair.
I mean, I like the storyline because it is very high school. That's the kind of stuff you rationalize as a teenager. And I can look back on my journals and be like,
bad news.
Oh, God, you're so irritating.
It makes for great storytelling. I love watching it. It's so fun. Don't do that now.
No, I mean, I'm so team Brooke in most things.
Me too.
But in this, I'm just like, baby, what are you doing? Bed. Yeah, and he's still, even on the date, it's like you read his body language. Like, in no way is he draped so all over this girl. Like, he's not doing anything.
I don't want to do this.
Please don't make me touch this hot redhead. I don't want it.
It's so all for Brooke. And you know what? It's actually a good example of how men and women miss each other a lot. You know, he's doing all this for Brooke because he thinks that this is what she wants.
Oh, yeah.
And what she wants is the exact opposite of what she's saying. Mm-hmm. And for her, she's saying, you should have been able to read my mind. But it's different than her maybe body language or her the way that she's kind of acting, being drawn out through a relationship versus her specifically saying, this is what I want, but then having it be actually the opposite. That's very...
She's so clear about what the rules are.
She's
so clear. I think she just wanted him to go out with someone who she felt was less than her. Like, less magnetic, less attractive, less... You know, somebody who wasn't a threat. And this Rachel girl shows up and is... Season one, Brooke.
Yeah.
She's in the back seat of the car. She's down to get frisky whenever. Mm-hmm. She's doing sexy time dances.
She's got she's a popular girl. The cheerleaders are loving her. She's mm-hmm. getting along with everybody.
Oh, yeah. That's what she says. My entire squad has a crush on her. By the way,
I missed that
we
line.
Did.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. We all did. You know who I love seeing more of in this episode, too, is Bevan. I know she didn't have a lot of lines, but we really got to get to know her and get more familiar with her face and just see her more. I loved that.
Well, I think they saw how valuable it was to have the Tim character on the boys' side, to have not everyone's the leader of the group. Not everyone's the alpha of the group. And so to have those kind of wingmen, it gives your lead characters places to go in realistic communities. And so having the female counterpart. When the show ended, did Tim and Bevan end up together?
Oh my gosh, I think they did.
That's like perfect.
Wait, wasn't it Skills? Skills dated Bevan.
Well, Skills dated her in season 3. I think they're about to get together.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I feel like Tim and Bevan are the same person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like it.
That's good.
The dance that Danielle had to do, here's what I'm going to say. I think part of the reason Danielle was so well respected and so well liked is that she came in and this was a hot show. Everybody wanted this part. Danielle came in and had to do this kind of humiliating dance. And she had to do it over and over and over again. And she came in with so much grace and she didn't pretend like she wasn't like, oh my God, I hate this. You know, like she didn't pretend like she wasn't there to do a job. She showed up. She did her job. She communicated with everyone. She was so hyper-professional. Like,
yes,
it blew my mind. And so I like that Peyton immediately is like, I don't know. I like her because that's how I felt. Like, that's in real life. I was like, this girl's having to do the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen on our show.
Yeah.
And she's just not making it weird for anyone. You
no,
know?
No, she's just, I'm here. Yeah. Let's do it.
Fine.
No, she was great.
And then Gigi, too. So Gigi got introduced this episode.
Oh, my gosh. We have to talk about Kelsey. We can't end this episode without talking about Kelsey. I love her. She and I stayed in touch a bit. We ran into each other, I don't know, like 5 years after the show was over and then have stayed in touch ever since. And she's just such a cool girl. She's on Yellowstone now playing... I can't remember the name of her character.
She's Kevin Costner's daughter-in-law, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
But also, she's like a perfect 10. And Jeff starts watching this show. I'm like, I know her. And he's like, you don't know her, Hillary. You know everybody. And I'm like, no, she was a child on One Tree Hill. I know her.
Yeah, like I literally know her.
She was, but I guess I thought she was like 16 when she did our show. Because in order to work the hours we worked. But now that I'm doing the math, I'm like.
I think she was 14.
She was little.
Yeah. And I think she told me that too.
Did
I know,
she?
I don't, you know, I have a terrible memory, but I'm pretty sure she told me that. Yeah, but she is so, it's insane how beautiful she is. I can't, she's one of those faces that, and she talks like this. She's just got a really sweet, like soft Southern voice. Oh, she's so enchanting. I hope we get
That's
to have
the
her
right
on
word
soon.
For her. Enchanting.
She is enchanting. Yeah.
I would love to know what her experience was as like a real high school kid. Working on our pretend high school set, you know, because she was only supposed to be in a couple episodes. And I think she stuck around for a while.
Yeah, she did. She did.
That must have been so weird for her. Like, you guys are doing it wrong. We don't use that slang anymore, you big weirdos.
Is that, do your kids say that to you now? Because Maria says it to me all the time. She's like, Mom, nobody says killer anymore.
Oh, really?
Nobody says trainers. I was like, I said, sent a text. She's reading over my shoulder. Like, I said, are you a veil to somebody? And she's like, a veil? Mom.
It's like Karen with the woot woot. Woot woot. Oh, God. Yeah. No, my son gets humiliated when I play music for his friends because I'll try to be cool and like put Jay-Z on in the car. And he's like, Mommy, stop. This is an us thing that we do without my friends around. All right. Well, what else have we missed? I don't like. I don't like all the chubby talk. That really made me mad. I'm looking at my notes and the things that I put big exclamation marks next to.
Yeah, me too. And that was a go-to joke from then on, by the way. Not just for her, but for me as well. They really kept it up. They liked using that.
I don't so irresponsible. Get it.
No, I don't know. There's just so many other things that you could insult someone.
Yes.
About, like, fake insults. Fine. You know what? Making fun of somebody's being like, oh, you're dumb. You know, you can find smart ways of calling somebody
your
dumb.
Clothes are tacky. You know, that's yeah. a changeable thing. I don't know.
Yeah, your hair color, whatever. Hairstyle, you know, Brooke used to poke fun all the time at Haley's hair. It was cute. It was funny.
Yeah. Well, I feel like season three is the season where things went off the rails behind the scenes. And so you can start to see more of it work its way into the stuff in front of the camera. So I'm going to try my best not to be like triggered by it. Cause I really enjoy season three.
If you are.
Yeah. I mean, season three, I love so much. And I think the people who joined our cast season three were really strong and we had fun, and it was like our show, people were watching it. We didn't know that season one or two, but by season three, we were like, what's up now, bitches?
Yeah. It's like now when they're telling us we're on the bubble, like, we don't know if you're picking you up next year. you know.
Okay.
You know.
Good story, guys.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel
attacked. Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
Ooh, Mother's Day can be hard to shop for because there's that bad habit of buying mom things that she needs, you know, like, oh, here's some oven mitts, mom, or here's a new vacuum cleaner, mom. But Mother's Day is really about showering the woman who does so much with just a little extra love. And so Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. Now, you can shop by price, like $25 and under or $100 and under, or by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or they have gift lists if you're really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, or for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. It goes on and on. So whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. Ooh, honey, you know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles, and the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, and with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Emily asks, can anyone recite any of the basketball cheers or dance routines performed on the show? No, but I did remember doing that one move, the arm pump. That was part of the arm pump that was part of this routine here. That was kind of funny.
I would use real cheers from high school. So we would have to do just like filler stuff because they would do all the boys' basketball sequences, right?
Yeah.
And we wouldn't be on camera. But then they would just need to get us cheering on the sidelines and doing reaction shots. So I'd try to remember like what our easiest cheers were from high school. And it was always like,
you
go,
did?
Patriots, go. Like, but then we'd change it to Ravens.
Love that.
Yeah, we just.
I love that you taught. So you taught real cheers from your high school to the other cheerleaders on the show?
I mean, and most of the cheerleaders, if you grew up doing cheerleading on the East Coast, chances are you went to like an NCA cheerleading camp. There were a couple camps.
Okay.
And so we all knew the same cheers up and down the East Coast. So especially because I was from Virginia and like Bevan and the rest of the girls were from North Carolina. We all kind of knew the same things from camp. So yeah, we all, even in this episode where they were playing the jock jams. Hey, go Patriots! I could not do the arm motions.
I know.
Girl, I'm going to be 75 years old, still doing the arm moves when I hear a jock jam. That's just how it's going to go.
Oh, let's spin a wheel.
I love
let's
the
see.
Wheel.
Da-na-na-na-da-na-da.
Hey.
Most likely to have lied the most on their driver's license information.
Okay. I mean, who's got the biggest ego on the show?
Dan.
Yeah, Dan's like, I definitely weigh 165, 170. I am 6'4", you know.
Paul is 6'4", but I know, he Paul would say is, he's no, bigger.
He's definitely giving, like, all his high school stats.
Oh, yeah.
And probably, like, increasing.
Perfect 20/20 vision. Yes. Definitely not an organ donor.
No, no. Okay, yes. Dan is most likely to lie, for sure. Who do we think fibs in real life? Are we allowed to say? I mean,
who's most likely to fib on their driver's license in real life?
Well, I'm going to say Kelsey, because I think she lied to us about how old she was on the show. She's like, yeah, 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 you guys, I'm totally 16 years old. And meanwhile, she's like, you know, in middle school.
She was definitely a little tiny baby.
All right, Kelsey,
oh my gosh.
We're on to you, kitten. We love you.
Guys, come back and join us for next week's episode. Hillary, tell them all about it.
Oh my gosh. Next week, it is season 3, episode 6, Locked Hearts and Hand Grenades. And in the meantime, be listening to all the Drama Queen podcasts that you need to catch up on so you can win our scavenger hunt and be our number one fan and go to Wilmington.
See you later.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Friends, it is the season of Cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first mini bar delivery order with code IHEART. Get mini bar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the 4th leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to cheapcaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you. And how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.